What's up, NBA fans, NFL fans, Major League Baseball fans, all sports fans around the world, the globe? It's Robert White, RW Full Court Press Podcast by Robert White. It's NBA playoff time this weekend. Starts Saturday this weekend. We're going to talk about the MVP race, who I think the MVP of the NBA is, should be. The playoffs, who's going to represent the East, who's going to represent the West. Just basketball right now. I love it. My time of the year. You can smell it in the air. You can smell it. Basketball playoff time. Love it. Let's talk. Let's talk Kyrie Irving right now. Let's talk about the best offensive player in the NBA right now. The best skilled player in the NBA right now. Yeah, I know you got Kevin Durant out there. I know you got the Greek Freak. I know you got Curry. I know you got an up and rising Ja Morant. Devin Booker. You got them all. You got them all. But they ain't Kyrie Irving. Kyrie Irving, in my opinion, is the best skilled offensive player in the NBA, bar none, right now. Right now, as we talk, as we speak, as I'm speaking. Then I've been following Kyrie since high school at Duke. Came in the league with the Cavaliers, Boston, Brooklyn. Kyrie Irving is a handful for the opposing opponent, the opposing player, and the opposing crowd when he steps into your arena. Kyrie Irving. I've never seen anybody like Kyrie Irving. I watched basketball my whole life. Now, when I say, I'm talking about his height. Because you mean, you know, Michael Jordan and Kobe Bryant, the best two players in the history of the NBA. Sorry, Michael Jordan and Kobe Bryant, the best two players in the history of the NBA. Best two. Let me say this. If Kyrie Irving was Kobe Bryant height, it'd be a problem. If he was 6'6", it would be a problem and a half. My Lord. Whew. I didn't want to think about that. Whew. Kyrie Irving. Left hand, right hand. Shakedown, breakdown. He has you at his disposal at all times. I've never seen a guard at his size, at his height, with his talent, controls a half court the way he controls and dominates a half court. His ball handlers are the best handler in the NBA. He can go left. He can go right. Like I said, he break you down, shake you down. He has you at his disposal every time. He can finish to the left hand, the right hand at the basket. It's like poetry in motion when he goes to the basket. How he switches the ball in the air, maneuvers the ball, left hand, right hand, body control, jaw dropping, just like his godfather, Rod Strickland. He's better than Rod Strickland's godfather. But the way he finished at the basket is like his godfather, Rod Strickland. I'm trying to tell you, you don't believe me? Google or YouTube Rod Strickland. But Kyrie Irving? Kyrie Irving basketball set. His mid-range game. His consistent jump shooting. The three ball. The long range. 19 footers. Even a little bit of his post-up game. His footwork. And that's when I say, when I look at her at times, it's like, damn. Only one I've seen the footwork like that at that position is the Black Mamba. That's why I said if Kyrie was 6'6", it's like watching Kobe at times sometimes. I'm dead serious. I'm not making this up. Seriously. It's a sight to see. I'm trying to tell you. Kyrie Irving has his opponents at his disposal at all times. It's to a point where they don't, you know how back in the day, when the point guard dribbles up the court and the defender like Mo Cheeks will defend you length to length, 94 feet. Mm-mm. When Kyrie has the ball, they go all the way down to the foul line on top of the kid. He drew this ball up by himself. You don't believe me? Watch the games. Watch the games. Now remember, I say he's the best, in my eyes, the best offensive and skill player in the NBA. The best player in the NBA to me is Kevin Durant, hands down. This man is 7'1". He played like a two guard, point guard. You know, he shoot the ball. His range is effortless. He has is no numbers on his range. He can shoot from anywhere. He can pull up from anywhere. He can pull up from 50. Yeah, I said he can pull up from 50. He can give you 50. He can give you 60 any night if you want to. That's Kevin Durant. Hands down, man. That's Kevin Durant. MVP, to me, the best player in the NBA. When healthy, the best player in the NBA. Best player in the NBA is Kevin Durant. Offensive player? Skill set? It's Kyrie Irving. Yeah, I know. You know, people say LeBron. You got the Greek Freak. You know. You got Chris Paul. You got Devin Booker. You got Luka. You know, I understand that. Donovan Mitchell. You know, the Joker and B. I get that. But the best offensive skill player in the history of the NBA, excuse me, not the history, in the game right now, is Kyrie Irving. Kyrie, it's a joy to watch Kyrie Irving. Oh, my goodness. It's a joy to watch. Now, check this out. Kyrie Irving don't get enough credit for his game. Some people say he's selfish. Some people say, he played when he wanted to play. No. Mm-mm. That's not true. Kyrie Irving just got that mindset. Kill at will. You want to guard me? I'm going to make this the most painful, uncomfortable night of your career. Point blank. He uses his mind, his body, as well as his footwork like no player right now in the NBA. Not one player. The best handles, Kyrie Irving. Everything is effortless to him. Effortless. And people don't understand, from a guard's point of view, he's 6'1", probably 6'2". But the stuff that he's doing at that height, I've never seen nothing like it. And I've seen a lot of great players in the NBA. I have. Believe me, trust me when I tell you this. I have. I never seen nobody dictate and controls a half court the way he can control it. How he does it. He dissects everything. He's smart with it. He's not out of control. He's always in control of the moment, always in control of the game. He missed 3 shots the other night. Man, his first 11 shots, he had 35. It's killing Garland. From Cleveland. He was killing him. No mercy rule. Now, Garland got some things off, but listen, it was like, all right, young buck. Now I'm gonna turn this up. It's called NBA mode. You know when you play a game, you got rookie, you got new all-pro, all-star, superstar. He turned that thing into all triple superstar level on Garland of the night. And that's the 35. He got 35 pumped in easily. Easily. We're never going to see right now for a while a guard at Kyrie's height have the skill set that he got. See, when people watch guards like Ja Morant, the small guards, Devin Booker, my man from Atlanta, Trae Young, they can play. They got a game. We get that. They got game. But it's levels to this. It's level. It's box office level to this. It's superstar level to this. You can be an all-star. You can be a star. But you got to be a superstar box office to compete with these type of players like Kyrie Irving. Seriously. Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant on both the same team, Brooklyn Nets. And it's crazy how I'm having this I'm talking to y'all sports world about the best skilled player in the NBA right now, and the best offensive player in the NBA right now is Kyrie Irving. But the best player in the NBA is Kevin Durant. So you got two assassins on the same team that kills you softly. Like Roberta Flack said, killing me softly. That's what they do. That's what they do. And I know people going, you know, they're not going to agree with me on this. You know, they're going to say I'm crazy. Or you're wrong. You're just a Kyrie Irving fan. You got the Greek Freak out there. You got LeBron out there. You got Luka out there. You got Trae Young out there. You got Ja Morant out there. You even got LaMelo Ball out there. You know, you got Chris Paul, Devin Booker. You got all of them, Damian Lillard. You got, it goes on and on and on. I get that. But when it's money time and it's game time, I'm going Kyrie Irving. And by the way, I ain't mentioned the fact that the difficult shots that he makes and he takes. If the game on the line in the NBA right now, it's two people I'd rather have, Kevin Durant and Kyrie. But it comes down to Kevin Durant and Kyrie with the ball, I'm going Kyrie Irving to hit that game winner. No ifs, no ands, or buts about it. I'm going with Kyrie Irving to hit that game winner. He did it in the finals of the biggest stage in Game 7 in Golden State at Steph Curry and them. He did it. Difficult shots, he hits that. Break you down, he does that. Footwork, he got that. Kyrie Irving, the best skilled player, offensive player in the NBA right now. That's what I got to say on Kyrie Irving. Now let's talk about the league MVP. Let's talk about the MVP race. Yes, yes, yes. They talking about it comes down to two players. Joker from Denver. My man Joel Embiid from Philly. Now, you know, I get it. People say, Joker should win it again. Back-to-back MVPs. But my vote goes to Joel Embiid. The big fella in Philly. And this is why I'm going with Joel Embiid. Plain and simple. Plain and simple. I'm going to go deep into it. Plain and simple. Number one, averaging 30 a game. Lead the league in scoring. Led the league in scoring. Scoring title since Shaq, 99-2000 season. Since Shaq, the most dominant big man in the game. Joel Embiid is averaging 30.6 per game and grabbing 11.7 rebounds. Running off the tour rebounds. He's grabbing 11.7 rebounds a game. Now, I see Joker numbers. Joker averaged, I think, 13 rebounds. I think about 27 points, 26 points. I get that. But I'm going with Embiid. 30 and 11 per game. Again, first big man to do this since Shaq. Now, this is what I like about Embiid. Embiid games just get better and better yearly. His post game, he's unguardable in the post. He can hit the 17-footer, as well as the three-point shot. The man got range. He can hit the three-ball, got the 17-footer. He's a good shot blocker. He's good on defense. He's a rim protector. He's the best big man in the game, hands down by far. You talk about a center, a true center, that's all Joel Embiid. There's not a lot of them because they got the stretch four thing going on, you know, since the Orlando Magic 2009 season when they had Rashard Lewis and Hedo Turkoglu when they beat Cleveland, beat Boston, they played the Lakers in the finals with the Lakers, Lamar Odom, Paul Gasol, shut that thing down. But anyway, that was then, this is now. Now, he's the best big man in the game. Point blank, don't have it, he's the best big man in the game. He's the center, he's the focal point, he's the team leader, he's Philly. He's all Philly. He's the heart and soul of the Philly team. Point blank. And you know what? Let me say this. This is crazy. This is a crazy sports world. You know the last four MVPs was won by a foreign player? A foreign player? The last four MVPs by a foreign player. Greek Freak, Giannis won it twice. Joker won it last year. That's three. And this year's either Joker or Embiid, a foreign player. And that's good for the NBA. That's real good. That's great for the NBA. They don't understand how great that is. That's major. That's major. How foreign players has come a long way in the NBA. Because back then, it wasn't a lot of foreign players in the NBA in the 80s. You know, in the 90s, you had a couple in the 80s. You had Sharonis Marshall, you had Drazen Petrovic, God bless his soul and spirit. Drazen Petrovic. And then you had Rick Smits. You know, 97 RB to Sabonis. The list, it kept going on. Dirk came in the league. It kept going on and on. You know, Tony Parker, people like that, and so on. But people don't understand how good it is for basketball, for the game of basketball, to have foreign players, the talent they got right now rising, and dominating the NBA at their position on the highest level. Different cultures is coming to the NBA, having a chance to express and exercise their gift in the NBA. You're playing against the best players in the world, the best talent in the world, showcasing your talent. My goodness, the last 40 piece is going to be by a foreign player. Woo! My goodness. Again, that's just great for basketball. Seriously. MVP is Joel Embiid. I like Joel Embiid. Planets, he did a lot for this, for the Sixers. All the stuff they've been going through, the Ben Simmons stuff, in and out of the lineup, you know, the injuries, you know, people sitting down for the COVID reasons. And he just kept playing. I believe he played 66 or 68 games, but he kept playing, dominating. Dominating all big men that came in his way. Dominated Anthony Davis, Jokic, other big men that came in his way. He had good games against them. My man DeAndre Ayton and Phoenix, he kills them. You know, in the basketball terminology, he's not in that, you know, in the basketball terminology, he kills them and destroys them. He does what a big man's supposed to do. Dominate. Barbecue chicken. Give me the ball in the post. I'm going to give you 20 in the first half. I'm going to give you 17 in the second half. Might give you another 20. That's even a 40. I'm going to give you 10 rebounds in the first half. And I'm killing you, I'm going to give you another 10. That's 20. He can do it. Double W. Average 11.7. 11.7. 30.6 points per game. I mean, what else the man could do? Give him the trophy. Give him the league MVP. Team is top five in the East. What else he got to do? Man. Some of these riders I see on TV, I'm going with Jokic, you know. He making a strong case. Oh, LeBron not going to go on LeBron. Man, stop it. Give that big fella some love. Man. Give him some love. He deserve it. I ain't saying the other guys don't deserve it. They play hard, too. But as a, but in, things that Embiid does as a big man, he leads the team in two statistic categories. And he's a good passer. And he's a great defender. And he's an all-star. And he's a superstar. And he's a box office. People come out to see Joel Embiid on the road. See, the difference between box office, superstar, all-star levels. Box office is when you sell out on the road like you sell out at home. And people coming out to see Joel Embiid. There's not a lot of box office players in the NBA. There's not a lot. There's about 10. But he's one of them. He's one of them. My MVP again, Joel Embiid. Philadelphia 76ers, big man, the best big man in the game. Let's talk about the NBA playoffs now. Let's talk about the Eastern Conference and the Western Conference. Let's talk about the East. Now, I'm only going to talk about a couple teams, because the other teams is irrelevant. There's no disrespect to Cleveland, Toronto, the Bulls, teams like that, Atlanta. But I'm going to talk about the four teams everybody talking about in the East. In my opinion, I got the Brooklyn Nets coming out the East over the Philadelphia 76ers, beating the 76ers in the Eastern Conference Finals. That's who I have. People might have something to say about it, but I could care less. The Nets had the best player in the game in Kevin Durant. They got the best offensive and skill player in the game in Kyrie Irving. They got good coaching. They got a good bench. Championship pedigree with Patty Mills. They got a good shooter in Curry. You know, they got LaMarcus Aldridge. If healthy, they got a 6'11 point guard / forward in Ben Simmons. If he's playing, like they said, he's going to play in games 4, 5, or 6 and open around against the Boston Celtics. If Ben Simmons is healthy, like they say he is, he don't even got to give them 16, 18 points. He gives them 10, 10, and 9. 10 points, 10 rebounds, 9 assists. Because he's a good passer. So I'm going to the Brooklyn Nets. To me, the Miami Heat don't have it. They just don't got it. To me, Jimmy Butler's an all-star. He's not a superstar. He can't lead a team to the finals. Yes, they went to the finals with the bubble a couple years ago when they lost to the Lakers. You know, that was just different. You know, it's the bubble. Kind of different scenario. You know, it's not like... You see what happened last year when they got to the playoffs and the fans, they got swept by Milwaukee. They got swept by 4-0, I believe, or 4-1. But I really think the push booms came out. But to me, Jimmy Butler, to me, he's a star, but he's not a superstar. And I don't think they have enough, you know, with Kyle Lowry. Don't have they big, it's not that big with Bam Adebayo. You know, Tyler Hero, the shooter. Once you pick D on them, make them put the ball on the floor, they're not good guys that can put the ball on the floor and penetrate, create their own shot. They got to shoot, spot up shoot. So that's going to be their problem. Just too small. P.J. Tucker's not an offensive threat. He's defense. But is he a ratty defensive player? He's not a clean defensive player where he could play defense for 39 minutes and don't get 5 fouls. You know, he's going to give you 5 fouls. And they dumb fouls on top of it. But again, to me, the offense is on the side. That's the Achilles heel. P.J. Tucker. And I don't think their bench is strong enough. I just don't. The Milwaukee Bucks love Giannis. They got a good big three, Giannis, Middleton, as well as Holiday. But the difference between Milwaukee team from last year and this year, I believe, is the bench play. That's what I believe. And I believe Milwaukee is going to have problems in the second round. I really do. Their bench is not going to carry and help them like they did last year. Bench is not strong enough. Now, they got Middleton. And again, they got Drew. And they got Degree Free. You know, 35 and 14. My goodness. Whew. It's a problem. 35 and 14, dude, that easy, effortless. Man. But again, it's their bench. To me, that's going to hurt the Milwaukee Bucks this year, the bench play. Now, let's talk about the Sixers. Let's talk about the Sixers. And they can reach the conference finals against the Brooklyn Nets. But this is the problem. We all know that the Sixers, led by the MVP of the league, in my opinion, Joel Embiid, do not want no parts of the Brooklyn Nets. And you seen it last month when Brooklyn came here after that trade. The Sixers was rolling. They won 5 out of the last 6 games. They was hot. They was on fire. Until the Nets came out here and holds them down with some ice water. I mean, holds the Sixers hot like a 3-alarm fire. The Brooklyn Nets came to Philly on that Wednesday night. We thought the NBA Finals, I'm sorry, Thursday night. We thought the NBA, it was the NBA Finals. Every media outlet was down there. ESPN, TNT, Fox. Yes, Network, Comcast, Sportsnet. I mean, you would have thought it was the NBA. They had Dr. J come out here and hit the Liberty Bell. AI was at the game. Meek Mills is at the game. Who was it down there? Was it Travis Scott at the game? I mean, they had the baby at the game. They had everybody, excuse me, at this game. And what happened? Before you could blink, they was down 30. They was down 30 at one point. With Kevin Durant and Kyrie was unlacing their Nikes, taking their jerseys off, trying to see what fan they're going to get their jerseys a sneaker to. Ben Simmons on the sideline, Louis Vuitton down, iced out, laughing at these fans. Again, before you blink, they was down 30. 30. And when the Nets is playing like that, it's going to be hard to beat them. Now, you know what? To me, the Sixers' Achilles heel is this. And I say this when I talk to all Philly fans. I'm sorry, Sixers fans. Now, I'm from Philly. But I'm a diehard Lakers fan. Yeah, I can admit it. I'm a diehard Lakers fan. Since 1984, I bleed purple and gold. But I tell you one thing. I support the Sixers. When they're not playing my Lakers, I support them. I support them. They do great. I ride with them. But when they playing that purple and gold, I don't know. It is what it is. Now, the Sixers' Achilles is this. It ain't Joel Embiid. It ain't Harden. It ain't Thibault. It ain't Maxey. It's their coach. It's Doc Rivers. He is the problem. He is the Sixers' Achilles. You know why I say he's Achilles? Listen, all the leads the Sixers have blown, they could be up by 24. If the opposing team cut that thing down to 10, call timeout. Even a 12 or 14, call timeout. Give your team a breather. Drink some Gatorade, body armor, Powerade, some water. Have their brain rest for a minute. Get their stuff together, their mind together. You go in and talk to them. Because coaching ain't nothing but motivation. Yeah, you run a couple plays, but coaching ain't nothing but motivation. You talk to them. Get their stuff together. We're going to do this. We're going to execute. Do this. And that's it. But no. He waits till the team cut the lead to 5 or 4. They want to call a timeout. Then you see his players on the sideline drenched, soaking, wet, pouting, looking scared to death. Don't know what to do. I see the Sixers blow leads against Utah this year. I'm sorry, Denver this year. Toronto this year. Big leads. The Knicks, they still won. You know, Cleveland, they still won again, but still, when you got a team on the ropes, you knock them out. You don't give them little jabs. You knock them out. You don't give them life. That's the Sixers' problem. And that comes to Doc Rivers, the coaching staff. Basically, Doc Rivers, it don't be Sam Cassell. It be Doc Rivers. They need them to call some new plays. You call the same plays over and over and over again. People know what you're going to do. My goodness. It's crazy. I just understand it. If I'm watching it on TV and I can see what you're going to do or what play you draw up next, you think the other team not going to know? It's the same old thing. It was just like last year. They blew a 3 leads to Atlanta Hawks, 24-point lead, 18-point lead, 16-point lead, and lost. They can put a lot on Ben Simmons. We also can put a lot on Doc Rivers as well. He's the coach. And that's what's going to come down to me. Coaching. Now, I ain't saying Steve Nash is a better coach than Doc Rivers. But shoot, Steve Nash can out-coach him in this series. Yeah, I know Steve Nash got Kyrie and KD. And other guys, Patty Mills, Marcus Aldridge, you know, Ben Simmons, Bruce Brown. You know, the other big man they got, Blake Griffin. We get that. But also know what the Sixers got on their side, too. Maxey, Embiid, Harden, big boys, Andre Drummond caught the bench, Danny Green, veteran, 3 rings. And listen, the city, you know, fans in the city be too hard on Danny Green. You know, I get it. You know, he hits some threes, he makes some threes. Sometimes he be a liability. I get that. But don't be too hard on the guy. He's out there trying. That's all. Take it easy on Danny Green. Now, back to the conference finals. Again, did the Nets beat the Sixers in 6 games? Quite simple. Kyrie be too strong for for the guards. KD, nobody could guard Kevin Durant. Nobody of his Sixers could guard Kevin Durant. And the other guy, I think the Brooklyn Nets role players is going to step up and do a better job than the Sixers role players. Plain and simple. That's why I got the Nets coming out the East, beating the Sixers in six games to represent the Eastern Conference. They go up against the Golden State Warriors out West. Now I'm going to talk about out West. You know what? Before I talk about out West, excuse me. Let me pause there for a second. Let's talk about James Harden for one quick minute. This man said he has no pressure. I'm just going out there and play my game. There's no pressure on me. I'm going out there and play my game, do what I usually do. Bro, you done lost your mind. You bugging. Let me tell you something about this city of ours. Excuse me. I'm from Philly. Born and raised in Philly. West Philly, to be exact. Let me tell you about this city. My city. Especially when it comes to sports. This city. My city. Our city of Philly. We got your back. We got any player's back that plays hard and that bring it every night. You play hard, you give it your best, leave it out on the hardware, on that natural grass for football and baseball, on the ice for hockey. We got your back. Believe me, we got your back. We will love you. We will embrace you forever. Even if you don't win a championship. You see AI, Allen Iverson, league MVP, Hall of Famer Allen Iverson, 2001 league MVP, Allen Iverson. You know why we love AI to this day? You know why AI got an easy pass through this tri-state, Philly, Jersey, Delaware? You know why? His heart and his guts. Guts and heart. Every night, AI gave it his all. Left everything on the hardwood. Every night, he played hard. Gave it his all. Blood, sweat, tears, injury, everything. This is why AI is loved in this city. You forgot he's from Virginia. You think he's from Philly. The way we love him and he braced us back. We forgot he's from Newport News, Virginia. He's from Philly. You forgot he's from Newport News, Virginia. You would think he's from Philly. You see what happened last year to Ben Simmons, right? You see what Ben Simmons did? He tried to blame He said he did not want to play for this city, this town anymore because of the fans. I ain't never in my life hear an athlete blame the fans for your poor play. Performance of your job. That's your job. You're an athlete, you're a ball player. Your performance is horrible. You're going to say this, you don't want to play for this town, this city anymore because of the fans? Bro, you had the worst and poor play ever seen as a professional player in the history of the NBA. Against the Atlanta Hawks last year. Now, James Harden. All you got to do, James Harden, is play your game. Play with heart. Do your best. Don't try to point fingers at people saying they not doing this. Not, I'm doing all I got to do. No. Play your best. Play your heart. Leave it in the hardwood. Give it all you got. All you got. You love the game of basketball? Don't cheat the game of basketball. You want to love the city? Don't cheat this city of your craft. Don't cheat this city of your gift. Play your game. Show us the reason why you want to come here and the Sixers traded Ben Simmons and give up Stephen Curry and Drummond for you. Just bring it. If you don't win, just bring it. And believe me, city will love you forever. I'm telling you, the city will love you forever. Don't sit up and say no pressure. There's pressure on you, bro. You was in the Western Conference. Couldn't get it done with the Rockets. You know, I get it. You ran into the Lakers a couple times. You ran into Golden State a couple times. You blew a 3-2 lead. I get that. You was in OKC, lost the finals. I get that. But don't sit up here and say there's no pressure on you. There's pressure on every athlete, what they do. It's how you handle that pressure. Pressure makes diamonds. Pressure busts pipes. You know? But in your case, make pressure makes diamonds. Not bust pipes. Make diamonds in your case. Now, my Western Conference pick. I'm going to go talk about two teams real quick. The reason I say the two teams, because let's be real. Luka's hurt. I don't know if Luka's going to be healthy against Dallas, so I take Dallas out the equation. Love Memphis, Ja Morant. Too young. They ain't seasoned yet. They're not seasoned yet. They're like a frozen dinner. You know how people rush? I got to eat this food and put it in the microwave, unseasoned, put it in the bag, put it on 5 minutes, it's done. NBA playoffs, big man, you got to be seasoned. You got to be like grandma cooking, mom cooking. Put that pot on the stove. Put the seasonings in that pot. Stir it up. It comes out great. Comes out good. Good seasoning. The Memphis Grizzlies not seasoned yet. Give them 2 more years, they'll be seasoned. 2 more years, they'll be seasoned. They have a hell of a season this year. They got a rising star in Ja Morant. Box office, by the way, Ja Morant. I'm going with the Golden State Warriors to beat the Phoenix Suns. And the reason why I say that, because the Golden State Warriors, if they are healthy, if they all are healthy, if Curry come back healthy, the way they share the ball, they play unselfish, the way they shoot the ball, it's going to be hard to beat. Now, Klay's on fire the last week. Klay been rolling. Klay getting his legs, getting his stroke back. So you got Klay and Steph. You got these young guys, Jordan Poole and the other guys. They're playing with confidence. And they're feeding off of one another. Golden State could win. They could beat Phoenix without a big man. When the Warriors won their 3 championships, they never had a dominant big man. No big man at all. They got Looney that's still with them. You know? The way they shoot that ball and move without the basketball, some of the shooters, one of them pick and rolls, you're not going to outshoot the Golden State Warriors and beat them. So any team that think they got to shoot them, it's not going to happen. Not with the greatest shooter in the history of the NBA, 3-point shooter in the history of the NBA, Steph Curry. Not to me, the best spotter shooter in the history of the NBA, and Klay Thompson. It's not going to happen. And you got Draymond Green. Not a real fan of Draymond. You know, he know his role. He think he better than what he is, but he's not. He know his role. You know, he's a good passer. You know, a good passer. He plays some good defense. You know, not getting an opponent's skin in their head. So, I'm going to take the Golden State Warriors. Even though they got Chris Paul, Devin Booker, and DeAndre Ayton. I get that. You got Devin Booker, Chris Paul, that had his problems against Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors for years. Wins with the Clippers and the Houston Rockets and the Oklahoma City Thunder. Forget about that. So now Golden State will be healthy, loaded up, ready to go. They're 3 seed. I like the Golden State Warriors to represent the Western Conference this year. A team that been together for years. A team that know how to win. A team that know each other. And a team that know how to shoot the ball. So I got the Golden State Warriors versus the Brooklyn Nets at the NBA Finals coming in June. Could you imagine that matchup? Could you imagine that? Durant against his old team, Kyrie versus Steph for the fifth time in the finals. Could you imagine that? Brooklyn, Golden State, box office players, made for TV. Made for TV. And in that finals, I'm taking the Brooklyn Nets. They win that finals in six games. You know why? Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant. Y'all forgot when Kyrie Irving hit that shot against Golden State and beat him in the finals in game seven, won his first championship. Him, you know, helped LeBron bring Cleveland back their first championship in years in professional sports. Golden State, at the end of the game, that's what they said. At the end of the game, Draymond called Kevin Durant in the parking lot going to his car and said, look, bro, you become a free agent, come over here with us. Come over here with us. We was at 3-1, and that team came back and beat us. So we know we see them next year, they're going to beat us again. But a player like you, you come over here, or we'll beat them. And for the next 3 years, the Golden State Warriors won 2 out of 3 championships. Durant averaged 31-30 in both of them finals. The year they lost to Toronto, he didn't play, but he has an Achilles injury. Lost to Toronto 6 games. But I like the Brooklyn Nets to win the NBA Finals. I like the Brooklyn Nets to have their first championship since the ABA. Dr. J years. The ABA, wow. So I'm going to Brooklyn Nets. Going with the Brooklyn Nets to be the 2021-2022 NBA champs. All the stuff they've been through, the Kyrie Irving drama, the vaccination, the injuries, James Harden wanting to be traded, the pouting. They've been through a lot at an organization that had to play in the play-in game because of injuries. They've been through a lot. And now I think they're rolling right now. I think the pieces coming together, they're gelling. So I'm going to the Brooklyn Nets to be the NBA champion. My time is up today, sports world. I want to thank God for this platform and this episode allowing me to exercise my gift. Nothing is possible without God. Excuse me, nothing ain't possible without God. Please forgive me. Nothing ain't possible without God. You got to love him for that. I love him for that. RW4 Core Press Podcast is sponsored by Ella Wellness Skincare. If you are looking for a homemade whipped body butter, body scrub, custom oils, go to EllaWellnessSkincare.com and you will find everything that you are looking for to take care of your beautiful skin. EllaWellnessSkincare.com. EllaWellnessSkincare.com. Also sponsored by Pierce & Jeffries Premium Hand Roll Cigars. If you love cigars, you will love this place, Pierce & Jeffries Cigar and Retail Smoky Lounge, located at 925 Providence Road, SeaCam, PA. Also can be reached by at PierceAndJeffries.com. Peace and love and blessings.